ankle deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
G'day there and welcome to another week of Blues with a Feeling. There's about a month to go before I take a much-needed holiday in January. And, well, this week should be a great start to the end-of-year countdown. Eric Bibb is my guest. Eric's been a vital part of the musical fabric of this program since the mid-90s. He's taken the time to chat with me on more than a few occasions over the years, and he's never failed to have audiences utterly transfixed at any of the dozens of gigs I've attended over the last 25 years. He'll be here in Australia for two amazing months next year, arriving in February, as the Ryden tour begins with a month of solo gigs before he's joined by the band for the second month. Oh boy. EricBibb.com for details and dates. So get on it, because they're selling fast, okay? So this week I chat with Eric about last year's release, Dear America, and a whole bunch of related stuff, like the guest appearances on the album from legendary New York bass player Ron Carter, and the hottest guitar player in the world right now, Eric Gales. And I'll feature the album for you top to bottom. And to get us in the mood, just a couple of songs from one of my favourite Eric Bibb albums, Home to Me. Released on Roof Records in the last year of the previous century, it's definitely one of those albums that will be going with me to that island paradise if the opportunity arises. And it sounds as wonderful as it ever did. Full of Eric's ideas on the world in which we live and the country of his birth. To kick us off, this is Eric Bibb, No More Cane on the Brazos.
In 1904, whoa, you could find a dead body in every road. Down on the Brazos, been here in 1910. Whoa, whoa, whoa. They would drive any women just like the men, just like the men, down on, down on, down on the Brazos. If I had a sentence like 99 years, whoa, all the dogs on the Brazos could not keep me here. Not down on the Brazos. I looked at the sun was turning red. Down, drop down there, down on the Brazos. go down, oh Hannah, don't you rise no more. Now if you rise in the morning, bring a judgment show. Down on, down on, down on the Brazos. Ain't no more cane on the Brazos. Whoa, 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 they done ground it all in molasses. Whoa, down on, down on, and down on the Brazos.
Congratulations on the announcement of your upcoming tour of Australia in 2023, riding into Oz on the Freedom Train. How exciting.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. I'm looking forward to it big time.
How long has it been since you've been here? Because it wasn't that long ago that you were sort of here every year.
Yeah, it was 2019. I think May of 2019, yeah.
Of this earth, see their world on fire. Christ is rising higher. Ruffians rule their cities. Greed's crippling their planet. But for every troubled nation, there's one sure salvation. One love we're teaching, one love we feel, one lesson learning, forgiving. One love will feed us. Citizens of the world, birds of a feather, let us come together. We can make a difference, harmonize our planet. There's a remedy for the human race. If we truly embrace, one love we teach, one love we feel, one lesson learned, forgiven. One love will healing time, healing time.
Hi, this is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bindley.
One, two. Give a little bit of jazz, a little bit of blues, with a little calypso, honey, you can't lose. A little bit of rocking, a little bit of roll. Whole lot of gospel music soothes my soul. Cook a little rice, cook a little beans. Got to have my okra, little collard greens. Little bit later, a little key lime pie. Whole lot of thank you, Lord.
Been an interesting couple of years, the last years of the pandemic and everything that's going on with the war in Europe at the moment as well, hasn't it?
Yes, we've all managed to adjust to this new world, because it really is a new world. Many musicians, of course, have had to really retool their whole operation. Fortunately, the hiatus off the road for 2 years actually was something that was good for me. I really needed the time, Sean, to kind of reboot and take stock of what was really my priorities going forward. I had a chance to reconnect with a lot of my repertoire that had kind of gotten away from me as a guitar player and as a singer. I've written a lot of songs, and I had a chance to really connect with my back catalog in a thorough kind of way, which I'm grateful for.
You know, all the musicians I've spoken to since the pandemic have told me the same thing, that overwhelmingly, despite the awful circumstances, that personally for them and artistically, it's been a wonderful break and, like you say, a real opportunity to reconnect with, made them who they were when they began in this industry.
I'm really glad to hear that. You know, I kind of kept it quiet, didn't want to speak too loudly about how beneficial the whole breakdown was for me, because I know other people, particularly in the support industries, really suffered economically, etc. But I'm glad to hear that other musicians have had a good time being able to really take stock and look at their careers with new eyes, you know.
Walking home one night, I heard somebody scream. Man's beating his wife, payday drunk again. The cops showed up, but they never did arrest him. Lord, how can a man treat a woman that way?
Every man
terrible story on the news this morning, shook me so bad, had to stop and pray. Story about a sister stoned to death. Lord, how can a man treat a woman that way?
Thanks to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
My guest this week is Eric Bibb, with his arrival in Australia now just 2 months away, and I'm featuring last year's astonishing record, Dear America. Eric Bibb was taught to write about the world as he sees it from his earliest days in New York, where he met a young Bob Dylan on the family couch when he was just 11, before joining the house band for his father Leon's TV show Someone New when he was 16. He's made his home in Europe since making the move a few years later, and he was back in New York last year for the recording of this album, Dear America. That was Born of a Woman, and previous to that, Whole Lot of Lovin', and Eric's classic Healin' Time. Now, apologies for the audio quality this week. It's been a bit noisy here at the Blues with a Feeling studios in old Brisbane town, as you'd have heard in my Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac special a couple of weeks ago. Damn whippersnippers. And I had some issues technically while recording my chat with Eric, which is why it sounds like it does. 30 years in radio and I'm still struggling to get the tech side right every time, but I'm still trying, okay? Okay, back to the press and news, because the whole world's got the blues.
Blues all in the papers. Blues in the magazines, blues on the radio, blues on the TV screen. Everywhere you turn, you're looking at sad, sad news. Seems like the whole world, the whole world's got the blues. All through the night, went to see my doctor. She said everything's all right. Still, I can't shake the feeling. No matter what I do, seems like the whole world, the whole world. I can't get to sleep. If there's hope for the future, it's gonna take a quantum leap. Can't shake the feeling. People, do you feel it too? Seems like the whole world, the whole world has got to be. The whole world, the whole world.
Tell me how it was different for you creatively, because, I mean, you're touring a great deal of the year normally, and I would imagine, you know, writing for the best part when you're at home. Now, being at home all the time, how has that altered your creative process?
Well, Fortunately, we discovered that we could stay in touch with fans and friends through a Patreon page that we created, which is a subscription kind of deal where we were able to post every week a kind of mini concert, you could say, three songs. So what that did, Sean, was, first of all, put some pressure on me to really come up with new songs, because this lasted for quite some time. So three songs every week for a long time meant that I had to really dig into my back catalog, relearn how to play and sing some of the songs that I've been sharing through my records. And it also kept me in performance mode, where my skills as a guitarist and as a singer and a communicator were kind of kept fresh and pretty on board, which would have not happened had I not had this pressure, I say it in a good way, but this pressure to come up with three new songs every week. It also got me into a kind of writing mood, because I wanted to combine new material with old material. So there was that, again, friendly pressure to just keep active as a writer, as a singer, and as a guitarist. But I have been able to keep writing. I haven't had any of those real, you know, doldrum periods that last for a long time. For some reason, I've been able to find inspiration fairly consistently. So I'm happy. And it's produced quite a few recordings, which also, I must say, were helpful in terms of, you know, the streaming revenue is not huge, unfortunately, but it did keep me going at a time when I wasn't touring, you know, so I was happy for all of that back catalog action.
Dr. King once said, "History will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people."
What in the world? just climbing higher. Don't let the hatred fire me and you. Don't let it burn me and you.
I found a collection of recordings of yours, I think called Field Recordings. I was tickled to find this one. Tell me about that one. It sounded exactly like what you're talking about.
Yes. Well, it's interesting, you know, the Field Recordings was actually part of a double album from years ago. And there was some confusion around that recording because the original album was called Spirit I Am. And it was a double CD. Yeah, a double CD that we recorded in Nashville. And the first CD was band-oriented, produced stuff with my producer, Glenn Scott, who also produced the Field Recordings part of the album, which was basically me in solo mode playing some older material with some cool kind of new takes on it. And when the Americans decided to release that album, because I had partners who I was licensing to at the time, for some reason they objected to the Spirit I Am title. I don't know what that was about. I won't go there. But we decided to change the album title to Get On Board, and they also did not like the idea of a double album, so we had to cut the album in half. So the Get On Board was basically 50% of the original Spirit I Am album, and we decided when the license deals returned to me when they expired, we wanted to share what hadn't been shared in some territories because of that split that I just told you. So we were able to release Field Recordings as a digital release that was basically that half of the album. So that's why that's been able to be shared. Eric Bibb here. You're listening to my favorite blues show in Australia, Shaky Sean with Blues with a Feeling.
In the stockyards, blues jumping on Maxwell Street, rents climbing sky high all over the south side, people dying from the heat, got a church on every other corner, kids playing hooky at the pool hall, Sister Mary sitting outside the tabernacle, she ain't worried about a thing at all. I see a different picture in my mind, oh yes I do. I see a different picture in my mind, the Lord knows it's true. It's 1952 in Chicago. Little boys got a hit with 5 long years. Junkies nodding in the doorway. All the cats are conking their hair. Race riots in Cicero. Jackie Robinson standing tall. Sister Mary sitting outside the tabernacle. She ain't worried about a thing at all. I see a different picture in my mind. Oh, yes, I do. I see a different picture in my mind.
better believe there's a riot going on. The National Guard's in the streets as history repeats. Curfew from dusk to dawn. It's 1992 back in Chicago. School kids dealing crack in the hall. Sister Mary's sitting outside the tabernacle. She ain't worried about a thing at all. I see a different picture in my mind. Oh, yes, I do. I see a different picture in my mind. Lord knows it's true. I see a different picture in my mind. Oh, yes, I do. A different picture in my mind. Lord knows it's true.
About your latest album, it's it really is quite stunning, Dear America, that came out on the 10th of September a little while ago. Tell me about this album.
Well, I started it before the pandemic. I was able to get to New York, where I'm originally from, to record with some stellar musicians, including Steve Jordan, drummer Steve Jordan, the great Eric Gales on guitar, Tommy Sims on bass, and Lisa Mills, and some other wonderful people. Ron Carter's playing on bass, upright bass on two songs. Yeah.
Eric, Ron Carter.
Yeah, that, I get that reaction. I'll tell you about that. The thing is, you know, we were able to get to New York and record those sessions that I just mentioned just before the whole thing shut down. So the gods were with us. And at the time of the pandemic, as you know, there were all kinds of other things percolating in the collective news cycle that were quite alarming. The George Floyd murder, all kinds of things were going on that I felt demanded my attention as a writer, as a songwriter. I couldn't just be an entertainer with some groovy, bluesy tunes. I wanted to actually comment on the state of the world and America in particular. So that's where the Dear America album came from. And I had a chance to really fine-tune it with my producer, Glenn Scott, because of the time off the road. So it's one of the most satisfying recording projects in recent history. Ron Carter, the inimitable, legendary Ron Carter, we call him the emperor of the upright bass, is somebody who I actually played with, believe it or not, when I was 16 years old. My dad had a television show in New York, my dad being a television personality as well as a great singer. He had a show that was called Someone New, a talent show for young talent. I remember that my dad decided to hire me at age 16 as the guitarist in the house band. Completely out of my depth, Sean, but he decided to throw me in at the deep end and see if I would sink or swim. and I more or less...
I'm sure he probably threw you in the deep end quite a few times.
Yeah, you're right. He did. And I think it was a gift, even though I felt under some terrific pressure. But in that house band on the television show was bass player Ron Carter, among other legendary musicians. And then I hadn't had contact with him in all the intervening years. And when we came to record the Dear America album, my producer Glenn said, you know, we really do need a great bassist, contrabass player on this track or two. Any thoughts? And I said, well, the one that comes to mind, if we're going to go there and we're going to be in New York, is Ron Carter, because I knew him through my dad. And we reached out to him, and he remembered, of course, his time on the television show and had nice things to say about my dad, and was happy to join us on these two tracks. I've since met him here in Stockholm, in Sweden, where I live, and it's been wonderful to kind of just reignite a friendship, yeah. It was a kind of full circle kind of feeling that made me feel very happy, because my dad has since passed on, and it was a nice way to kind of reconnect with him. So all good. And Ron is not only a great musician, he's just a wonderful human being.
I know it's hard to find your way in these troubled times we're living in. Where can you go when everywhere you turn good people are suffering? What can you do to change the world when a line's been drawn you can't cross? Find a place inside your mind and leave this troubled world behind, and know that all's not lost. Tell yourself every morning, whether sunny skies or storm cloud gray, there's a new world dawning. Everything's coming my way. Everything's coming my way. I know it's hard to find your way in these troubled times we're living in. Find a place inside your mind and leave this troubled world behind. Find it within. Inside your mind and leave this troubled world behind, and know that all's not lost. You got to tell yourself every morning, whether sunny skies or storm cloud gray, there's a new world dawning, and everything's coming my way. Tell yourself every morning, whether sunny skies or storm cloud gray, there's a new world dawning. Everything's coming my way. Everything's coming my way. Everything's coming our way.
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Thanks for tuning in or downloading the show again this week. I hope you can like and follow and comment and share the Facebook page Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, so I can make sure you're updated about new shows every Monday. And of course, if you're new to the program, you can catch up with the last 2 years of Blues with a Feeling at my website, seanbindley.com. And of course, this is the time when I pause to thank my lucky stars for the wonderful management at the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland, for coming from the clouds to help the show stay alive when the end seemed nigh just 2 years ago. My feature album this week is Eric Bibb's 2021 release, Dear America. And that's Eric Bibb himself joining me for a chat ahead of his Australian tour, which kicks off in February next year. That song, Tell Yourself, and before that, Different Picture, and the title track, Dear America. This is Blues with a Feeling.
The song Emmett's Ghost was inspired by the true story of a 14-year-old African-American boy from Chicago who was visiting relatives in Mississippi in the summer of 1955. Young Emmett, unaware of the Southern codes of behavior that governed relations between blacks and whites, made the fatal mistake of verbally flirting with Carolyn Bryant, the young white woman who owned the local grocery store. For this offense, Emmett was abducted from his uncle's home in the middle of the night and brutally murdered by Carolyn's husband and brother-in-law. Emmett's body was found in the Tallahatchie River. His face was almost unrecognizable as a result of the beating he was subjected to before being shot. African-American newspapers around the country published the photographs of Emmett's deformed face. Later, back in Chicago, his mother, Mamie Till, decided that his funeral would include viewing the open casket. She wanted the world to see what they'd done to her son. The outrage that followed greatly energized the growing civil rights movement, and 5 years later, black students who call themselves the Emmett Till Generation launched sit-in campaigns all over the South. At the age of 10, I was leafing through a book my parents had detailing the history of the civil rights movement. The book included photographs, and when I came across the photo of Emmett Till's battered face, I started to cry.
Mississippi can't move on, 'cause hate's still going strong all over this country. That picture sowed a bitter seed in my frightened mind. From that day on, I understood some hated my kind. That photograph revealed a fact I could not deny. Like Emmett Till, a boy like me could surely die. The ghost of Emmett Till is walking around the town of Money, Mississippi. Can't move on, though it's been so long, 'cause the killers walked free. Started to shiver when I saw his face. Emmett's blood in Tallahatchie River left a permanent trace. That photograph scared me so bad I started to cry. What a way for a boy like me to have to die.
Did he tell you a story about your father that you'd never heard before?
Yeah, well, you know, this is what he told me. He said, you know, when I first came to New York, Ron said, you know, all the jazz musicians that he knew were struggling to get gigs. And he said, fortunately, the folk music scene was burgeoning, and my dad was a big part of that New York folk scene. And all the folk singers wanted to have an upright bass player accompanying them on their gigs and on their recordings. And the guy who got most of the work, who also worked extensively with my dad, was Bill Lee, Spike Lee, the filmmaker's dad. Yeah, yeah. And I remember seeing Spike Lee at a rehearsal of my dad's when I was about, you know, 10 years old or something, eyeballing Spike across the room, little kids, you know, wondering who. But anyway, Bill Lee got most of the work. But Ron told me, he said, Bill had so much work that he was just overloaded and he had to offload some of this work to some of his contemporaries. So when Bill couldn't make the gig, he called me, and that's how I got the gig with your father on the show. So there you have it, yeah.
When you pass me on the street, do you paint a picture of who I am, what I do? I try not to, but I do. I paint a picture of you. Am I a saint in your mind, or surely a sinner? Is that some loser I see, or a winner? What makes me picture you that way? What makes you picture me like that? Must be something we learned about white and black. Centuries of crooked thinking. White is good, black is fits right in all those lies, trying to justify our history so cruel and sad, poisoning our children, holding them back. Is that some loser I see, or a winner? What makes me picture you that way? What makes you picture me like that? Must be something we learned about white and black. Start teaching the truth about white and black. Let's start facing the facts about. Let's start teaching the truth about.
This is Blues with a Feeling with Sean Binley, and I'm Eric Bibb. Stay tuned.
Take the time to bless the ones who've done you wrong. What won't kill you makes you strong. Your friends and family every day. Take the time to take a look at what you've learned along the way. Take the time to give yourself a pat on the back for making it this far, staying on track. Say a little thankful prayer, come what may. Take the time to take a look at what you've learned along the way. It's a long way to Tipperary, and it's a long way to a place called peace of mind. Gonna be days when you get weary, when the strength to go on is hard to find. Take the time to stop a while and take a rest. All you can ever do is your best. Take some time, quiet time, away from the fray. Take the time, take a look at what you've learned.
The other person I wanted to ask you about guesting on the album is the world's hottest young guitar player, Eric Gales. He's quite an extraordinary talent, and he brings so much to the table. He's no ordinary electric blues guitar player, is he?
He is a phenomenal, phenomenal guitarist in the way that a person like, well, you can think of all the phenomenal guitarists. Hendrix comes to mind, but... But he's a consummate musician, meaning his vocabulary when it comes to playing blues is off the charts. I've never met a contemporary blues player who has so much old school vocabulary, as well as being bold as can be and really stretching the boundaries. But he really knows the old language, which is just a beautiful thing. And it's like he's just breathing. You know, you don't do three and four takes with Eric Gales. You do one, basically. You know, I mean, because he's so inspired. He's so in the moment, as you know, as a player. He's also a really nice man. So his energy was just a pleasure to be around in the studio. Hmm.
And a classic example of somebody who... got another chance after blowing a lot of them very early, very young, when probably not set up to deal with this life, coming from a big musical family and an enormous talent, and yet here he is still out there. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. It's just a beautiful thing.
It is. It's a great story. And the thing about Eric is he's open about his history, and he's humble, and he's sharing a personal history that I'm sure resonates with a lot of people, you know, not just musicians. So everybody loves him. You go to his gig, you know, and it's like a tabernacle. It's an event, you know, that lifts your soul and gets your feet tapping. He's just a phenomenal performer. He gives Absolutely, 110% all the time. I met him on a blues cruise, by the way. That's the first time I heard him was out on the ocean. And he blew me away. And what happened was, my wife happened to be filming with her telephone some of the audience during my set, and she caught Eric Gale really grooving and tapping his foot, hanging onto a railing, you know, avidly checking out my set. And when she told me that, hey, look who I got on camera, I decided to take it from there, and I went up to Eric and I said, listen, man, I love your music. I wonder if you'd consider being a guest on my upcoming album. And he just looked at me straight and he says, it's going to happen. Like he already saw the future. He says, it's going to happen. I said, okay. And it happened. You know? Yeah.
See the train rolling by outside my window. See the train rolling by outside my window. Every time I see that train, I call it mine.
I see a man named Coco with a guitar, with his pockets full, singing, I'm headed for Chicago. Been there before, got a butter named Maceo. Make me a pallet on its floor. See that train rolling by.
To the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
With Eric Bibb returning to Australia in February for a two-month tour, I thought it was overdue for me to invite him onto the program once more, this week featuring his 2021 release, Dear America. And I believe that his new album will be available pre-release date at the gigs here in Australia. You heard it here first. Eric Bibb talking about a train end of that set, and before that, Along the Way, White and Black, and Emmett's Ghost.
So bad.
Right on time.
Oh, right on time.
Sometimes.
What's it like going for you going back to New York, having left the US so many decades ago and, of course, still visiting all the time? What's it like to be back in New York where this whole incredible journey of yours started, really?
Yes, great question. Again, it felt like the timing was just right. I, of course, as you say, you know, touch base with my family, et cetera, in New York as regularly as I can. And I'm usually kind of just there for a short period doing some very specific things, going to my favorite bookstores and my favorite restaurants and hanging out with family. This particular trip, and I'd never gone back to New York to record, by the way, maybe to write with somebody, but not to actually have a recording session. So to go to a new studio where I hadn't been before called Studio G in Brooklyn, a fantastic studio, and to be able to meet in New York players like Steve Jordan, Tommy Sims, Eric Gales, Ron Carter, was it was like Christmas times 10, you know. It was an amazing experience to be in another part of town. I'm from Manhattan in Queens. This studio was in Brooklyn. And Brooklyn is kind of like another country, you know. So I got to see a part of New York that I was unfamiliar with. And it was really refreshing. It was a wonderful experience. I really just, and like I said, we slipped in and slipped out just before everything shut down. So it was just like, it was meant to happen.
We're getting tight on time, obviously. I'm thrilled to see this tour for Australia in 2023. And there's two aspects of it insofar as for some of the tour. In fact, in February, you'll be playing solo. And then in March, you'll be joined by the band. And there's a bunch of festivals coming up. So exciting.
Yes, I think it's a perfect setup because, as I said, during the pandemic, Sean, I was able to really keep atop of my solo performing. And I'm really happy that I had a chance to hone that and share it alongside with band gigs. To me, that's a kind of a more complete portrait of who I am as an artist. So I'm really looking forward to both halves of the tour.
All I ever wanted is the comfort of your closeness, the thrill of your touch, the warmth of your smile. I never want to lose what are two hearts to find. All I ever wanted, the oneness of love.
Some men crave gold, land and power. They sit on their thrones in lonely splendor. I'll never be that kind of man. As long as we're walking together, hand in hand, ever wanted is this treasure of devotion,
gift of your kiss, that look in your eyes.
I never want to lose what our two hearts have found.
All I ever wanted, oneness of love.
I'll always be a better man as you're traveling life's road beside me.
All I ever wanted is the comfort of your closeness, the thrill
of your touch, the warmth of your smile.
I never wanna lose what I too hard to find. All I ever wanted, the oneness of love.
Hi, you're listening to Sean Binley on Blues with a Feeling, and this is Eric Bibb.
Congratulations once again on your remarkable career and the connection that you've had. I'll never forget seeing you play here in Brisbane at the Tivoli, and it was probably the early part of the decade of the 2000s, and I've been playing your music on my show a lot, and I frequently played a song of yours called For You, and I still think it's one of the most beautiful love songs I've ever heard from off your Home to Me album. And you came back out for an encore, and people were having a wonderful time, and you started playing For You, and the whole crowd cheered, and then they all started crying. It was just one of them.
I got to tell you, Sean, it's funny you mentioned that song, because lately I've been performing it as a duet with my wife, Ulrika, who is a fantastic singer. And you say people started crying. No word of a lie. Every time we do that song, and we usually do it towards the end of the set, somebody afterwards comes up to Ulrika and just gushes, you know. It's like a cathartic experience for some people. And there's a part of the song where her voice just, I know it just goes straight into people's hearts. And it's going to be wonderful to perform that again with her in Australia.
And I don't normally play requests on my show as such, but I frequently hear from people who are, you know, struggling and finding strength from the show and listening to music, and often they'll ring me up and say, can you play For You for me? And I will. And
Nice to hear.
It's really is imprinted in so many people's psyches of what beautiful music really can be all about and what love means. So if you'd only written one, Eric, you'd be doing okay, and you'd written a lot more songs than that.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you, Sean. Wow, that's such a nice way to start my day. Yeah.
I will walk across a burning desert, barren water, quench your thirst. Just call my name. In the time it takes to think of me, I will be there by your side. I'll be there, call my name. Give me your hand. I'll take you somewhere so beautiful. Give me your dream. Together we'll make them come true. Give me the pieces of your heart when it's broken. I'll mend it for you. I will carry you when you're weary, when your faith is running low. Rest in me. I'll be there for you, just believe it. Any hour, any day, I'll be there. Rest in me. I'll
me your hand. I'll take you somewhere so beautiful. Give me your dreams. Together we'll make them come true. Give me the pieces of your heart when it's broken. I'll mend it for you. Take you somewhere so beautiful. Give me your dreams. Together we'll make them come true. Give me the pieces of your heart when it's broken. I'll mend it. I'll mend it. Oh, I'll mend it for you.
Thanks for tuning in again. That was Eric Bibb's classic Home to Me. And before that, Oneness of Love and Love's Kingdom from this week's feature album, Dear America. Have a great week, and I'll join you again next week for Blues with a Feeling. Thank you.
Had a long old train, had a cool engineer, took my baby and left me standing here. Oh, come back, baby, talk it over. If I could holler like a mountain jack, I would jump up on the mountain, I'd call you right back. We'll come back, baby, talk it over. Time.